Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Over Easy. My name is Manny, in case you are new here, or welcome back. We back with the second episode of the 2025 reboot, which is crazy. It's actually gonna keep going. It wasn't just fake. I just didn't say it. It's real. Anyways, I am pretty much over my cold, so hopefully my voice sounds a lot better than last week. And for today's episode, we are going to do a little bit of a 2024 reflection, and I'm going to talk about my best purchases of 2024. So specifically, we're going to talk about what I purchased in 2024, what I spent money on, and why I think it was probably one of the best purchases of the year. I only have a very few items on this list, to be honest, which is very interesting, but I'll do a reflection at the end about what I learned from planning out this episode because I think it's very, very interesting, to be honest. Okay, let's just get right into it with number one. These are in no particular order, so it was honestly just what I thought of first. So it's not like ranked in order from worst to best or best to worst or anything. Let's get into it. The first thing that I think was the best thing that I spent my money on this year was registered massage therapy. So I actually started doing RMT in 2023 in the summer. It was really random. I had always thought about doing RMT pretty much ever since I started working out, but I didn't really know what it was. I was like, is it kind of just like a massage, or are they kind of like physio where they kind of work out the broken parts of you? Like, I didn't know if you had to be injured to go to RMT or if I could just go if I was normal. Didn't really know what that entailed until the summer of 2023. I went to this like outdoor market in Chinatown in Vancouver, and there was a RMT place boothing at the market, and they basically had this fun contest, and if you won at the end of the day, if you were like the strongest person and the farthest jumper, you would get free services at their clinic. So I ended up winning one of the competitions, which is crazy. And that was when I tried my very first RMT session. It is amazing. Basically, if you don't know what RMT is, it is essentially just like massage, but different from a relaxing massage. It's like a painful massage, but it's painful in a good way. So I have been to regular massage services before, and they're kind of just like there to work out any stress in your body, but it's not really from an athletic point of view. RMT is a little bit different in that it's kind of taken from the athlete's perspective. So we really work out muscle soreness that I have or muscle tightness that I have in my body, especially because I am such an active person. I find that, let's be honest, I don't do enough recovery, and a lot of times my body is very sore or just getting tight and overworked. Also, it's because I am an office girly. I work at a desk pretty much 9 to 5. I do get up now and then, but a lot of times I am at my desk. So I do get like neck tightness and traps tightness from looking at the computer all day. So RMT is just an awesome, basically, recovery for anyone that is active, or even if you're just a regular person. I feel like an RMT is much more knowledgeable in the muscles and the way that the body is kind of connected versus a regular massage person. So that's why I really like RMT. And I feel like my RMT also just gives me like good exercise advice if I ever say that I have knee pain or joint pain or anything like that. He'll offer stretches and also like kind of monitor the way that I do my exercises so that I'm not creating more pain in my body. So I usually go every 2 months, and honestly, I don't think it's enough, but I just can't spend that much money on RMT services. but I love it so much every time. I just feel so much better. I remember there was one time I went this year where I did my RMT session, and then immediately after, the day after, I went snowboarding, and my body just felt so perfect. There was no soreness in my legs or any pain at all that I usually feel when I go snowboarding, and it was just the best day of movement ever. So I think RMT is just the perfect way to take care of your body in a way that most people might not remember to. We honestly don't do enough work with cool down, stretching, and just recovery for our bodies. I know a lot of us are into exercise and stuff like that, but I feel like the recovery and stretching just gets brushed over a lot of times. And that's what happens to me too. So I think RMT is just like a great way to reset and kind of make sure your body is doing well. And as you get older, you know, joints start hurting. I've been getting back pain, which is not good, but it's a good reset and helps me with the pain that I might have in my body. So I love RMT. Also, if you find someone that you just really click with, it is so nice. I mean, it's great. Okay, on to my next thing. The next thing that I have absolutely adored spending my money on in 2024 is my Rumble Boxing monthly membership. So I actually only started doing this in September. So it's been September, October, November, December. So only 4 months of the year, but it is definitely one of my favorite purchases of the entire year. I am so grateful that I found Rumble Boxing because I have been having just like a hard time with working out. I just don't feel motivated to go to the gym anymore. I definitely have like phases for sure. So 2023, I also did a lot of workout classes at my regular gym and I loved it. And then at the end of 2023, I was kind of getting a little bit sick of working out in the classes, just the same format day in, day out. It was just getting a little bit tiring. So I switched to doing mostly like self-paced workouts in the fitness center, lifting weights, deadlifting, all that kind of stuff. And I absolutely loved it at the beginning. It was so much fun, but definitely after doing it for a year, I'm just like not that into it anymore. I'm just a little tired. I'm not as motivated to find new exercises to do. And also, I think just the time period that I go, which is like directly after the 9-to-5 workday, is just so busy. And it just is like, you have to wait for the machines, you have to see what is open. Like, it's kind of a hassle. So I don't love going to the gym anymore. And that's why I'm so grateful that I found Rumble Boxing, because it actually makes me excited to go and work out, which is like, I love that feeling and I haven't had that in a very long time. I also am really happy that I found it because I just love trying new workouts, and with Rumble in particular, it has been challenging my cardiovascular health as well as my upper body strength. Okay, sorry, I forgot to explain if you don't know what Rumble Boxing is. Basically, there are branches in Toronto and Calgary and Vancouver. But it is boxing, but it is group fitness boxing. You're boxing on a heavy bag, so you're not fighting with anyone. And it's basically kind of like dancing. Like, the instructor plays music, and then you kind of box to the beat of the music, and we do certain combos and stuff like that. I know there's like controversy. People who actually box don't like Rumble Boxing because it's not really correct form and all that kind of stuff. But I think as a way to work out and just feel good vibes and get your body moving, it is an awesome workout. Definitely, it's not for learning proper boxing technique. I think you would have to take private classes for that, which Rumble also offers, or just go to a different boxing studio. But for me, the heavy bag classes has been amazing for my mental and physical health. So as I said, I do have a monthly membership, and for me, that is $189 for 8 classes a month, which is 2 times a week. And I think that is just so worth it. It's definitely like in addition to my gym membership. So I'm definitely reconsidering what I'm going to be spending my money on for 2025, but that is something that I will figure out. Anyways, Rumble has just been perfect. I've been meeting so many new people there as well, which is really nice. I've been meeting all the instructors. I'm kind of close with some of them, and also it's just really nice to be a part of the community because, you know, people are familiar in the classes. You start saying hello, you're friends with like the front of house people. It's just a really nice, like, I really like it, not just for the workouts but also for the community as well. Everyone there is so freaking nice, which is awesome. It's kind of rare to see that sometimes in fitness studios. Sometimes you get communities where people are kind of elitish or like standoffish or just like not as kind to newcomers, but I have never felt that at Rumble, and it is one of my favorite workouts. So specifically, as I mentioned before, I really like it because it challenges my cardiovascular health, because there is a lot of like high speed, fast paced punching and moving, not just in upper body but also lower body. And cardio is just something I cannot get myself to do at the gym. I don't like running on a treadmill. It's just not fun. I used to do the Stairmaster, but like honestly I don't do it anymore either. But Rumble just makes it so fun because the music is playing so loud and they're all songs that you like. It kind of feels like you're in a nightclub. That's kind of like their motto, which is Fight Club meets nightclub. So that has been awesome. And then also I've been working on my upper body strength because obviously boxing is like all punches, and it's been fun. Actually, I will say I don't struggle as much with working out my arms anymore. Before, I definitely hated working out my upper body and I only like doing legs at the gym. But recently, the last few months at the gym, I've really been enjoying upper body days actually. So it's been nice. I feel so strong and I'm like, yeah, I feel like such a badass right now. So that is awesome. But I will say I just got ClassPass. I got the first month like free trial. So I'm excited to try even more fitness studios because I know there are a plethora in Vancouver, and maybe I will have a new obsession fitness class and I'll get to obsess about something else, but we'll see. All right, my next favorite purchase of 2024, this is my first material item, and that is the Lululemon 2-in-1 travel duffel bag. So I have kind of been missing a medium-ish sized bag, carry-on size bag in my repertoire. It's like a big jump to go from needing a suitcase to just having like a little crossbody purse, and I didn't really have anything in between. And this was kind of an issue because I started sleeping over at my boyfriend's place every single weekend this year, and it was getting a lot to be carrying like 5 tote bags. I needed like a bigger bag that could kind of serve as like a weekender bag, and I didn't really have any duffels like that. So I purchased the 2-in-1 travel duffel bag from Lululemon. It is amazing. Okay, so first of all, it is carry-on sized exactly, at least for WestJet, because I did try it in the little size compartment thing, and you can use it as a backpack, so it has backpack straps. You can also kind of carry it as like a shoulder bag. It's kind of big for that, but there are shoulder straps, and then there's also a long crossbody strap that's also provided. So there's a lot of different ways you can carry it. I personally only use the backpack straps pretty much because I love to be hands-free while traveling, and this is perfect. So I have used it on basically all of my trips this year. I went to Calgary, San Francisco, and then like, so that was on airplane. And then I also took a few road trips to Kelowna. I used the 2-in-1 travel duffel bag for all of them, and it was amazing. It's so convenient in the airport because you just have your hands free and you can do whatever, and you just have your bag on your back. And then it's so easy to take on and off for security or sitting down or whatever you need. It actually does also fit under the seat in front of you on the airplane, which is crazy. Even when I stuff it like completely full, it still does fit. So that is also really nice because we were stuck in a situation when we were coming back from Calgary where we were one of the last few people to board on the plane, and basically all of the upper above head compartment space was full, and the only ones that were available were like at the very back of the plane. But obviously our seats were in the middle, so it was really inconvenient to go all the way to the back to put your bags down. And then also it's basically impossible to go all the way to the back of the plane to pick up your bag when people are deboarding. You'd have to wait for everyone to get off, which is like kind of inconvenient. So it does fit under the seat. That's when I did test that out and it worked. So that was also super convenient. And you can also just keep your bag with you a little bit closer, which is really nice. I will say it's not like a professional backpacking backpack by any means, because there are no hip straps. I kind of wish, like, that's basically the only gripe that I have with this bag, is that I wish there were hip straps for it, because that would be really nice. I remember when we were in Calgary, the first day we were waiting to check in our Airbnb, and we were basically just walking around downtown with our bags, and it got to a point where it was a little bit heavy on my shoulders, because it was just like I had so much stuff in my bag, but it was nothing unmanageable. It fits so much stuff. So basically it is one big like duffel bag that you can zip open, and it just fits so much stuff. As I said, I went on multi-day trips with this bag and I was able to fit multiple outfits inside with like toiletry bags and everything like that. Like, I think it is just amazing. There's also multiple pockets inside, so you can have an inner pocket. You can also put your laptop. It's just amazing. I wish I was sponsored by this bag, because I honestly could say so many nice things about it, but it is really, really good. It's definitely a little bit bulky. It's not very skinny, but I think as an amateur traveler, not someone who's like intensely backpacking, I think this is a really, really nice bag. I definitely am going to bring it to Vegas with me when I go later this year. I'm going to fit everything in there. It's going to be so convenient. And it's like my go-to travel bag right now, which is amazing. All right. Next up, my best purchases of 2024, kind of related to the 2-in-1 travel duffel bag, is all of the travel that I have done in 2024. So, to recap, I went to Aspen, I did a road trip to Seattle with my friends, I went to Calgary, I went to San Francisco, I went to Kelowna twice. It has been a busy, busy year. I went to Whistler as well, if we count that. It has been a busy, busy year. I feel like in my life, I kind of like alternate years that I travel a lot. So 2022, I traveled a lot. And then 2023, I kind of kept it chill. 2024, last year, was a lot of travel as well. And then 2025, I think I'm keeping it chill. But honestly, I already booked a trip to Vegas, so I have no idea what's going to happen this year. But anyways, I love traveling. Especially, I think this year was the first year that I started traveling with friends and people that are not my family. I actually honestly don't think I've done that at all in my life until this year. So with Calgary and San Francisco, I went with friends, and it was so much fun, not just because of like getting to experience new places and new experiences. It was my first time going to Calgary and my first time in a really, really long time going to San Francisco, but it is also like such a great way to make core memories with friends forever. There are so many references that we still make to those trips to this day. Obviously, it hasn't been that long, but I know that there are many references and things that have happened on those trips that we will remember for our entire life. It's also a great way to just get to know your friends on a separate level. I think I definitely learned a lot more about my friends that I wouldn't have if we had not traveled together. You know what they say? It's the trip made it out of the group chat, but does the group chat make it out of the trip? Luckily, all my group chats made it out of the trip, which was nice. It is just amazing. Honestly, I would say travel is probably one of the best things you can do in your entire life ever, especially when you're young, because you have more freedom and just less constraints holding you back wherever you are. And it also just helps you get out of your comfort zone. I went to so many new places that were very unlike Vancouver, which is very cool. And it's also nice to just kind of see how other places do things and what the culture is like that I otherwise never would have known in my entire life. Like, Aspen, Colorado was actually such a random trip. I honestly just had like a gut feeling that I wanted to go and see what it was like, and I did. And it was so nice because everyone there in that city is so nice. We kind of hung out with locals sometimes. We did go during a very touristy week, which was Gay Ski Week in January, but there were a lot of locals out and about as well, and they were all so nice. We got to try the food. We got to try what was there. It was an awesome trip. That was probably one of my top trips of the entire year, was going to Aspen, Colorado. Also, it travel just puts you in like unforeseen predicaments that also help you with your growth and your flexibility and malleability of your brain. Lots of things happened with our Aspen trip. For example, we had a major delay. We actually flew into Atlanta first, and then we were transferring to Aspen, but we had a major delay and we were stuck in Atlanta for 7 to 8 hours. Instead of just waiting in the airport, my boyfriend and I decided to just explore Atlanta and see what there was in the city. It definitely made me super nervous about a lot of things. I was like, I don't know how we're gonna get back in. Like, we don't have data to call the Uber back to the airport. We don't really know where we're going. We're also so sleep deprived. We took a red eye flight and it was like not the best sleep ever. Like, there's just so many factors that are kind of challenging you and pulling you when you're traveling. But I think that is what makes it so rewarding and so fun. Also, when we were flying to Aspen, there was a lot of snow in Aspen, so the plane couldn't land, and we had to land in an airport like 2 hours outside of Aspen at Grand Junction, I think what it's called, and we had to take a bus in. Luckily, it was all covered by the airline, of course, but it was like such like an unpredicted and new scenario that it was really fun. It made me nervous, definitely, and a little bit uncomfortable, but I think that is where your growth occurs. So yeah, I will definitely say going on trips is probably one of the best things that you can do with your money. I now finally have started using my points to travel, which will be super nice because then you're kind of just using the money that you already spend in your regular life to help you book trips and stuff like that. My trip to Vegas, the flights I paid with points, and then also a bit of the stay at our hotel, I also used my points. So I think it'll be really fun. I'm also so excited to go to Vegas. I just love traveling with others. I love traveling solo as well. I definitely want to do a solo trip again, but I think traveling with others is also just very fun and rewarding for your relationship as well. It just helps make so many new memories with people that you care about that you will probably remember for the rest of your life. I could go on and on about travel and how it was my favorite thing that I did this year, but that is all I will say. Okay, the next thing that I think is the best thing that I spent my money on is also an experience of sorts, and that is eating good food with others. So for a few weeks in 2024, I decided to kind of set up date nights with my boyfriend where we would just try out new restaurants in Vancouver. I think it is so special in Vancouver because we have so much good food here. It is honestly insane. I don't even think you can go your entire life with like trying all the foods that are in Vancouver. Like, you'd have to live two lifetimes to do that. But we went to some pretty amazing restaurants. Our highlights would definitely be Savio Volpe. It is delicious Italian food. And when we were there, we got the, not tasting menu, but basically like guided, where our server basically picked everything for us. And again, it kind of put me in an uncomfortable situation at times because there were definitely foods that I didn't know if I would like. There was like a beet salad that we had, and I would typically never go for a beet salad. There was also rabbit pasta, and oh my gosh, it was really good, even though I never thought I would say that. I've never had rabbit before, but it was delicious, and it kind of sounds disgusting because it's not really normal to eat in our society, but I think being challenged to try new foods is also super, super rewarding. That was delicious. And then the vegetable dish was like a tomato-based roast, kind of, and that was amazing. I honestly love Savio Volpe. I want to go back again this year for sure. And the server definitely picked foods that were out of my comfort zone and challenged me and not things that I would typically pick, which is good because I'm there to try new foods, right? The other highlight was going to the Michelin star restaurant Annalena in Vancouver. It is a tasting menu restaurant, and I think there are between 8 to 10 courses, if I'm not wrong. I can't remember off the top of my head, honestly. But everything was so delicious and chef's kiss. And it wasn't just the food that was so well thought together and so well put together. The intermissions between the courses were also amazing. There was like a mushroom soup that was served to us between some of the courses, and it was the best mushroom soup I've ever had. I still think about it to this day. There was also a lemon jello sake shot, which was really good and had like gold foil on it, if I'm not wrong. It was amazing. So definitely a highlight for food this year. And it's definitely a financial investment to eat good food. Like, these things are not cheap by any means, but I think it is such a special way to create memories with people. And also it's just such a nice way to celebrate being alive, is eating good food. I definitely have improved my relationship with food over the last few years, where I kind of see food as art, as a way to celebrate and a way to be with people rather than just energy or just a means to an end or something to fuel my body. I definitely see the artistic side of food now that I really, really appreciate after this year and trying all these new foods. So I'm really, really happy about that. Okay, the last thing on my list, I know, so fast. There are only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things. The last thing on my list is going to be super fast, but it is the TNA crew and ankle socks. And I'm not even joking. Like, that is really what made it to the top of this list as well. With all these other items that meant so much to me are these socks. I think that's when you know you're becoming a real adult, is you get excited about socks. Okay, let me just rave about these socks for a little bit, because I didn't understand the hype at first when they went super viral, I think on TikTok. But when I tried them out, I will say they are amazing. So the ankle socks are a little bit longer. They probably go up to like my lower calf height, and they are just so perfect with styling for high top shoes such as Blundstones or high top Converse. And I basically wear those like every single day. So they are the perfect shoe to style with those. I think the socks in particular are just such high quality, and also they just are so crisp. I only have the white ones, so I will say, I can only say for the white ones, but the white is just so crisp and clean and looks so good with your outfit. I think the cut of the socks as well is also just super flattering on your leg, in that it kind of elongates your leg. It's not like cutting off in the middle of your thigh, but it shows enough of your leg where I wear these socks to the gym as well, and my legs look so long and good. It's crazy. I recently bought the crew socks just to try them out instead of the ankle, and they are also amazing. I will say the crew socks that I bought are definitely like thicker and better quality than the ankle socks. They're so like soft inside, which is really nice. The crew socks I like with wearing low top shoes, but they still cover your ankle. You can also wear them with high top shoes. I think they're just a little bit shorter and don't show as much of the sock. But again, they're just so nice to pair with wide leg pants. They're so comfortable and so soft. Seriously, one of the best purchases of my entire year, and like one of the things that I wear every single day if I can. I don't have enough to wear every single day, but if I could, I would wear them every single day, which is crazy. I love these socks. So that is all for my list of my best purchases of 2024. And I kind of wanted to just do a reflection of the items that I have put on here and what I kind of learned about my spending from this list. The first thing I will say, I was very surprised that I basically put no clothing or makeup or jewelry, other than my socks that I absolutely am a fan of. But I am actually honestly pretty surprised that I didn't put any clothes. And I think that goes to show that for me, at least, clothing is just not the best use of my money. And I need to remember that when I keep getting obsessed with putting things in my Lululemon cart. I need to remember that, you know, clothes, they are never going to be as special, important, or worth it as physical experiences, places that I can go, and time that I can spend with people. Of course, clothes are important, and I actually really have enjoyed spending money on clothes this year, because I think I really found clothes that I enjoy wearing and find myself reaching towards all the time. But I will say, material items will never beat out physical experiences and memories that you can make with others. Like, that is just something that cannot be beat. And I was really surprised, because I really, really did try thinking of clothes that I could put on the list, and I really, really wanted to put clothes, but there was just no piece of clothing that I loved and adored to the level that I have of the other things on this list, which is crazy because clothes and makeup and all that kind of stuff, like, I feel like I reach for every single day and I do use every single day, but you know, it's just the memories and everything like that. I'm so corny, you know, it's like really, really cliche to say stuff like this, be like, money is always better spent on memories and all that stuff, but it really is true, and that is what I learned from this reflection. I will also say that I am looking more into my spending and like really, really looking at it this year because I feel like I've been a little bit frivolous in 2024, not gonna lie, but I am really, really happy with the money that I spend on my physical and mental health, that being my RMT services, my gym membership, my Rumble boxing membership. It definitely gets pricey, but I honestly can say any investment that you make into your physical health, like your fitness and your athletic health and your body and the longevity of your body, is worth it. It's not just for your current moment to feel the endorphins, to have a good time when you're working out, but also for the longevity of your body, being able to still be mobile when you're older and still be able and still have a healthy and functioning body, I think will be super important. And that is why I really have prioritized spending money on physical health and mental well-being, is because I know the long-term consequences and long-term benefits that I will receive from prioritizing these things now. So I am, you know, like in the middle of deciding right now if I also want to add ClassPass into my monthly budget. And it's going to be a lot of money to have RMT services, Rumble boxing, the gym membership, and ClassPass, because I by no means am a bare minimum kind of girl. I kind of go for the higher tier option if it's available. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of money and I definitely have to think about it, but I also know that prioritizing my physical health is just something that makes me so happy, and I have loved exercising this year, especially since I've added Rumble Boxing into the mix. And I think that I have yet to try my ClassPass passes. I have a few booked for this week, but I've yet to try them. But I think adding that will also just make me so happy because it'll just be so much more variety of working out and it'll just be so much better. I think, I hope, I'm really hoping for that to be the case because, you know, ClassPass, okay, I might share it in another time, but the ClassPass signup process was so grueling. It took me like days. It was crazy, but you know, it's not normal like that. It's usually not like that. It was just because I had some problems with it. But anyways, yeah, that's one thing I will say, is prioritizing spending money on things that will keep my body healthy has definitely been really important for me this year, and I've learned to prioritize that, and I'm happy with prioritizing that as well. So I think the takeaways for 2025 spending is less frivolous shopping and impulsive shopping. I've definitely pulled the trigger on too many shopping carts this year that I haven't thought through carefully, and more saving and spending on things that actually matter to me, like travel, things that will give me long-term memories, experiences, new food, just anything like that. And also prioritizing spending on health, because that is always a good investment in yourself. Investing in yourself is super, super important. I also want to start considering investing in my further education. I don't know what's going to happen with that. I'm like still thinking about if I want to do a master's. We have a lot to talk about. I'm going to do a catch-up episode soon, but anyways, that's going to be it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed hearing about my best purchases of 2024. They definitely were not what I was expecting as I was planning this episode. I really, really hoped that I had more material items like clothes and bags and makeup to share, but to be honest, those things just don't compare to the other items that I've spent my money on this year. So I'm just honest and here to share my opinion. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed, and I will see you next time. Bye.